From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. We've gotten used to the idea of having our luggage searched or our bodies frisked before we get on an airplane, but soon we'll have to grow accustomed to having our personal records searched as well. The government says such scrutiny is necessary to protect against terrorism. Privacy advocates say it's unnecessarily invasive. NPR's John McChesney reports.
When Mohammed Atta and his 18 fellow terrorists boarded the airlines that crashed into the World Trade Center, at least half of them, especially those who bought one-way tickets with cash, should have raised an alarm under the old profiling system run by the airlines. That fatal failure at the gates led Congress to mandate a new system that would be run by the government, not the airlines. It's called a Computer-Assisted Passenger Pre-Screening System, or CAPS, version 2. Heather Rosenker is with the Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, the new agency charged with airline security.
CAPS 2 is a system to identify persons who are involved with or linked to foreign terrorism.
Rosenker says the system will not use racial, religious, or ethnic profiling. She says it will work like this. When a passenger books a reservation, the person's name, address, and date of birth will be passed on to TSA. TSA will pay an information service company to run names through a number of commercial databases. Just which databases will be searched remains unclear.
We don't identify exactly which public databases because this system hasn't actually contracted with those databases yet that we're going to use, so it's still premature for us to talk about those in particular.
Privacy groups are disturbed by the secrecy surrounding the new program. Mark Rotenberg is with the Electronic Privacy Information Group, which has sued the agency to obtain more information.
And it's really a black box. You don't know what information they're relying on, what the basis for judgment will be, or what to do if you're kept off a plane.
Rotenberg says, for example, that a search of credit reports alone can reveal a lot of personal information about someone who books a flight.
If you take a look at a credit report, you will see that not only does it have every place that you've lived, but also your neighbors, as well as all the credit queries that others have made on you. It's a very detailed profile of who you are, where you've been, and who you've known.
Privacy groups worry that the data search will go well beyond credit records, but the Transportation Security Administration says these fears are misplaced. Heather Rosenker says the agency will never see the raw data.
We don't get any information back. What we get back is a score, and it's a score based on, you know, are you a risk or are you not a risk, based on the information you've provided us and what we know.
The scores will be color-coded. Green means you can board as usual.
A small number will be considered, quote, yellow, which means that they're going to require some additional screening at our checkpoints.
And if you come up red, you're not getting on an airplane, and the next person you'll see will be wearing a badge. The software program is being developed by Lockheed Martin, and the computer network is now being tested by Delta Airlines. Neither company would comment for this report.
Mineta San Jose International Airport thanks you for your cooperation. Unattended baggage and packages will be inspected.
At this airport, named for Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta, we asked a few Delta flyers how they felt about a system that would probe personal records. Uday Agari, Stephen Jones, and Matt Hirsch offered these opinions.
I don't support that.
Why wouldn't you?
Because too many innocent people may get, it may be an unnecessary hassle for them.
I think we're at a whole new time in our society, and any effort to protect citizens of America, I think, is absolutely necessary right now.
I think that I'd prefer not. There's too much information shared right now.
Lockheed Martin will be working with Delta and other companies over the coming months to refine the system. The Transportation Security Administration says it would like to begin screening all passengers no later than June of next year. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.